the greatest goddamn show on air with your hosts, Davis Cohen, and myself, Cole Clayton. And today we have our very special guests, a friend of mine, a comedian, a fellow comedian, Blake Townsend.
Hey, everyone. Hope you enjoy us drinking alcohol and talking about shit.
Well, they better be all right with us drinking alcohol. Davis, say hello.
How you doing, everybody? Nice to meet you, Blake. I haven't met you, but nice to see your face over camera.
Are we cheersing?
Cheers. I guess, clink.
So you boys just drinking regular old Jameson over there, or anything, any fancy bottle, or what's up?
No, just regular Jameson on ice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you feel?
I got this Jameson. wonderful little bottle of black barrel.
Oh, you got the fancy.
This is some good shit. I don't know if you ever had the Jameson Black Barrel, but it's like twice as smooth and twice as harsh almost.
I've never had Black Barrel, but it's, how can it be twice as smooth and twice as harsh?
Hard, like I said, harsh was probably the wrong word, but it's very bold, but it's got like a really smooth finish. Doesn't give you that like kind of burn that you're used to. It's actually kind of soothing almost. I'd put this shit in like tea to Irish up your tea if you'd really think about it.
Have you ever had like Green Label or anything of Jameson?
Are you talking about Jameson specifically?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure like Jameson has like Green Label, like has a bunch of different like colored labels.
Oh, I think you're thinking of Johnny Walker.
Johnny Walker is the one that has a bunch of different.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because I was thinking Johnny Walker is the only one that usually has like the colored label ones.
Yeah,
I've had Black Label and Red Label, but you can never find any blue label around. That shit's expensive.
Yeah, I've had Black Label and Green Label, I'm pretty sure. And those are the only two of Johnny Walker I've ever had.
What's the Green Label like? I've never had that.
I mean, it's alcohol, so like I don't know if you're the kind of person that thinks alcohols taste different, but I'm not.
I heard Green Label sucks. I've had Black Label Johnny Walker, but I don't try any of the others.
Cole, shut up. You don't know good beer from not. You told me that shit last week was bad. That's the best goddamn beer I've ever had in my life.
Wait,
you're over here sitting with this fucking bullshit Coors Light.
Yeah, last
But week, I can't give you shit. I drink Coors.
Rocky Mountain piss water.
Rocky Mountain love water.
Last episode's, which was our demo episode, we drank, what is it, Elvis juice? What is it? Grapefruit?
Yeah, Elvis juice by BrewDog. BrewDog's actually an Ohio brewery, but their recipe, quote unquote, comes from Scotland, I guess.
Shut your mouth, Cole. God damn, this guy attacks Ohio at every fucking turn.
I didn't know.
Are you from Ohio? Do you deal with this shit?
Ohio?
Yeah.
Born and raised, son.
What, do you deal with this motherfucker? This guy who thinks Texas mean something?
It doesn't. I hate Texas.
You see, I was actually surprised like when I first met him, because I was like, this motherfucker has no idea what snow is. And you gonna learn today, boy. And then he's up here like 2 years, and I was like, so how do you like the snow? And he was like, I'd rather have this shit than Texas. And I was like, you are the only motherfucker in Ohio that'll say that.
Yeah. Only. There's no way. I never in my mind been like, I love the snow.
I take the trash out in the middle of a blizzard with no shoes on and like basketball shorts and no shirt.
Dude,
I love this weather.
I used to drive people from Florida, like where I went to college in West Virginia. I used to drive people from Florida, like around places, and they'd be like, how do you not find it cold? And I'm like, I'm from Ohio. I'm not from Florida.
Wow.
It's crazy because Floridans will fucking walk around bundled up when it's like 70 degrees out. And they're like, it's chilly. And then in Ohio, we're just like, 70 degrees? Let's go to the fucking beach.
To be fair, though, it's fucking windy as fuck in Florida. You ever been there?
Oh, dude. The wind is...
Oh, no, I've never been there, but I've heard so many stories about it. I have an actual planned vacation to go there.
Have you ever been in, like Northeast Ohio? There's a shit ton of wind, too.
Yeah, if you're on the lake.
Yeah, but we have that wind that'll brush past you in the middle of winter and basically take your skin off.
He said that so poetically. I would have said, we have the type of wind that molests you.
Like, oh, no, it'll bend you over a barrel and show you the 50 stays. That's for sure.
It's not a good wind.
It's not a say.
No, not.
What movie
that wind just basically face fucks you real quick, and then it's gone before you can know what happened.
We'll start with our guest. Give me your honest opinion on Jameson. I know you've had it before. Everybody's had it before.
Oh, Jameson is honestly like one of my favorite like straight up liquors to drink. I don't know, like this is gonna sound weird, but it has a sour aftertaste, which I kind of enjoy. Like I some liquors you take and then you feel the burn in your throat, but like. Jameson, I don't know, like, there's the burn, but it has, like, a kind of, like, a sour, enjoyable.
Yeah, it's got, like, almost like a lemony.
Yeah, it's I get, like, most liquors aren't good to drink straight, right. But this is one of the few I can take a shot of.
It's about as close as you can get to scotch without being scotch, and scotches are usually pretty easy to drink straight.
Have either of you had Lagavulin?
No.
Do you?
I haven't, at least.
No, never.
I bought it only because Ron Swanson drank it on
I love Ron Swanson.
Oh, dude, he's the greatest character that's ever been invented.
Agreed.
But I bought Lagavulin, and I drank it, and I realized, oh, that's what they mean by puts hair on your chest. Because I would never choose to drink that drink. Mm-hmm. Like, someone's like, you want Lagavulin? My answer would be like,
that sounds aggressive.
Nah.
Why would you name it something that aggressive and try to trick people to drink it? That doesn't work.
I kind of go by a strict policy of if I can't spell it, I won't put it in my body. And I don't know what the fuck you just called that, but I don't think it's right for me.
Jameson's
easy. Like that's like somebody's name. They're like, we gave up on that one.
Are you telling me you can't spell butt plug?
I would never try that either.
Okay. I don't
know. Don't try and rope me into your tactics here.
I don't know either of you that super well, but you look like a butt plug kind of guy.
I do?
Yeah. Do you not realize how you just said that? You basically put a butt plug up yourself when you said that.
Yes, butt
okay.
Cheeks clenched up pretty good.
I've never used one on myself, but I have inserted them on another person.
A guy?
No.
It was a fee heavy on the male. Alright?
She had an Adam's apple.
Hey, bro, just calm down. She was in transition. God.
Her Adam's apple is bigger than her balls. Hey, what do you think about... Obviously, I know you love it. You're Irish. So, what do you think? What is your honest review of it?
I mean, other than the fact that shit tastes like water.
What? You have Michigan water.
Do you see all that hair on his chest?
Yeah, it's from the Jameson. It's not from the water.
Right.
Well, I ain't drinking Flint, Michigan water, I'll tell you that much. But Jameson's some good shit. I've never had a problem with Jameson. I, like, grew up on that stuff. And you are onto something with what you were saying earlier. It's got a little bit more of a sour aftertaste than a bitter one. And I feel like it's more enjoyable to just sit there and sip rather than... drink it with like a mixer, like with ginger ale or club soda or some shit.
Yeah, it's one of the few.
It is one of the few drinks you can drink without any mixers and actually not scar the inside of your esophagus when it goes down.
Yeah, I agree. I usually don't drink liquor straight, but now I might start doing it with Jameson. Usually, I drink it with ginger ale. As a highball, or drink it with like Coke or something, but you know, I'm trying to quit taking bumps. So,
yeah, one of the people I drink with the most always orders JMO and ginger, like Jameson and ginger ale, and that's good.
That's my go-to drink.
Yeah,
it's a really good combination, but it's like Jameson's fine by itself.
It is.
Let's just. Like if you're trying to go out there and get fucked up, just take shots of Jameson and you'll be all right. You don't need to fucking add fucking ginger ale into the mix. Like,
I agree.
Yeah, when you start adding mixers into it, all that sugar really kind of fucks with your stomach, especially if you haven't eaten too much.
Hold on. You're speaking from like a clearly in shape type of view. Like, I don't know if a fat guy's sugar's not
in
that
shape,
big of a deal.
My ass.
But you've got
I ain't in shape for shit.
I can see that chest hair. It's definitely covering some solid muscle.
What makes Davis so much more in shape than us is that Davis, little known fact, is a vegetarian.
You're a vegetarian.
I am the world's fattest vegetarian.
I need to know.
I like to consider myself a pizzatarian because I eat pizza like three nights a week.
Yeah.
I grew up with what I called a junkatarian because she would eat fucking like chips and everything. And not eat fucking meat, but it's like, you're still gonna get fat from that.
Right.
Like, you can't just eat potato chips and just think you're healthy.
Well, see, what I don't understand is, like, Cole did this to me too, but so many people would be like, you're a vegetarian? I would have never known. Why are you so fat?
I didn't know.
And I'm like, you can be fat and be a vegetarian. You just don't eat right.
Right.
Like, I'm not over here eating collard greens and carrots. I'm eating a bag of chips and a fucking pizza for dinner.
Well, hold on.
Are collard greens healthy?
No, if you cook them right, if you don't cook them with ham.
I don't know. My girlfriend tried to get me to try collard greens the other night, and she's like making it all and getting it all ready. And then at the last minute, she's reading the can, and she was like, "Oh, it says ham oil in it.
No shit.
You probably shouldn't eat this." And I was like, "Dodged a bullet."
They're good if you have ham or bacon cooked with it, but you wouldn't know that. So I wouldn't try it, the vegetarian version of it, I'll be honest.
So, do you mind if I ask why you're vegetarian?
Are you
fully against eating any type of animal product?
So, I'm not a vegetarian for the reasons you may think. I'm vegetarian because I was raised that way, because we was poor.
Oh,
and,
oh, so you're
and
not a vegetarian
meat is expensive.
For good reasons. Got it.
And so once I was raised that way, once I was like 14, 15, I tried a few different things. My aunt's a chef, so she can cook random shit. And I tried a few different things and I didn't like it. I threw up every time.
Where's
and
your chef
at that point, I was like, all right, I'm a vegetarian. I'm going to stay that way. I never had a problem with it. I don't give a fuck if someone is chowing down a steak right next to me.
Oh, where's your... You said your aunt's a chef?
Yeah, she used to be a chef. She was a pastry chef for a long time. She worked, like, in Boston and Rhode Island and a few other different places. And then she worked at a lot of places around Cleveland. And then she kind of elevated herself from that and went into the more sales aspect of it. Better money, and she's kind of still working with food, so she likes it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
She did good for herself.
Davis is the guy who actually changed my whole world about vegetarians. I used to think vegetarians were all these, like, dumb cunts who just wanted to tell you that they're a vegetarian. And they always ate, like, kale.
Kale?
Right. I didn't think about what it was, because I don't eat it.
See, people get vegetarian and vegan mixed up. Vegans are the ones that want to cram it down your fucking throat. That, oh, I eat better than you and you should eat like me.
Yeah,
vegetarians are just like, fuck off. I'm just not going to eat your shit.
The vegans give you guys a bad rap because they're both V words.
What I'll say is I grew up with a girl who said she was vegetarian. And the second she told me, I'm going to give you tofu chicken nuggets, I almost punched her. Because it's like, don't call them tofu chicken nuggets. It's tofu nuggets.
Yeah.
It's not tofu chicken.
It kind of irks me, though, when vegetarians and vegans try to be, like, try to make
normal. Yeah, it's fucking stupid.
That are based
like,
off
how
of,
dare
of
they be
foods?
Like us meat eaters?
They're like, this is a black bean burger. No, it's a black bean patty is what it is, and it's gross.
I have tried to be, like, okay with the word burger. Because that to me, that means the shape. But, like, once you say chicken, once you say a tofu chicken nugget, it's like, fuck you, it's not chicken. Burger's okay. I can understand someone calling it a tofu burger. Because, to me, a burger's the shape. I may be wrong about
I
that.
I guess the burger, to me, is, like, beef.
What do you think of when you hear the word burger?
I think of a big bun and greasy food.
I wanted to hear his answer. Quit fucking shortchanging the man. All right?
But, okay, but to be fair, you wouldn't call it a chicken burger or a pork burger. You would call it a chicken sandwich or a pork sandwich.
You're right. Okay, I guess if we're going to mince words and like, hey, Blake was wrong, then yes, you're right. Blake was wrong.
Cole, don't you mansplain him.
Yeah, well, I've been doing a lot of that today. God knows. I had to explain why I wasn't racist like 10 times
today. And he did a terrible job.
I think I did a great job.
He was like, I'm not racist, but fuck black people.
That's not what I said.
Well, I just want to say good luck, Cole, and I'll, if BLM comes knocking at my door, I don't know you.
Okay, if you want evidence, you're going to have to check out the Aggressively Average podcast and Fireside Chats. I'm plugging this shit so that you can hear the evidence that it's not true.
Yes, you can hear the racism just drip from his jowls.
He's just doing this for clout. He just wants people to listen to his podcast.
No, I just really enjoy telling people that they're racist, even if they're not. How many countries have you traveled to?
I have only been out of the country once. I went to the Virgin Islands.
I was trying to think. I was like, but you were...
Yeah, I was there twice for about 12 days one time and 10 days the other time.
Shit, that was... I thought you were there a while.
I mean...
No, I wasn't there that long.
That's 22
days. It just seemed like a while because I went and then I went in like December, came back, and then went again in March. But I can't really say it's necessarily out of the country, but you do need a passport to get back. You don't need a passport to get there, though.
Well, that's interesting news. I can't wait to flee the country.
Right.
But I will say one thing. Kyle E. King Airport is the airport you fly into when you go down there. It's on St. Thomas. They are the slowest fucking airport in the world, but goddamn are they the best one. Because you may get off your flight at like 5 o'clock, but they have one bag carousel, which means they throw out the bags in the order that the planes land. So you may be waiting until like 6:30 before you get your bag.
Damn.
But the best part is they got people walking around with trays of shots.
Hold on.
Free.
Your explanation of the best airplane visit possible is, yeah, it's going to take a while, but there's alcohol.
They're going to fuck you up in the process.
They're walking around with free shots of tequila, and you can have as many as you want. And the drinking age is 18 there.
Oh, shit. Well,
wait,
I mean,
how old
doesn't
are you?
Affect us now.
I mean, I'm 23, but this is when I was...
22, got it.
When I was 20, I think.
He's like, I was a rough 17.
I was a rough...
No, because I remember I was legally allowed to drink down there, but I still wasn't allowed to drink up here, though.
Isn't that the best? When you, like, go out...
When you
the
beat the system.
And you're like, oh, I knew a kid who went, like, we had Spanish class in high school, and we went to Spain every year. I had a kid who got drunk because in Spain, 18, you can drink. And he was... He got known as the first kid to piss the bed drunk in my high school.
Oh, shit.
Because he got
in my high school
and was like, all right, I'm just going to fucking get drunk. And then he shared a hotel bed with like four other people and pissed the bed.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's gnarly.
I would beat his ass.
I mean.
In my high school, they did that too, where they went to Spain. The entire football team went to Spain. And they had like a big fucking problem with it because all the football kids like ditched their like, what do they call them? Those,
tourist groups or whatever. Like, whatever.
Yeah, like they left their group or whatever and went and did their own shit. And then I guess a bunch of them got hookers and shit in Spain. And I guess the football coach was pretty pissed off about that one.
I should have went to that high school. Shit. The closest thing we ever did to going out of the country.
Wait, hold on.
My school.
What was the closest you ever went to getting hookers? That's the question.
Oh, never. I would never pay for that.
I mean, if you've been to Vegas, you've basically been in spitting distance of one.
Pussy has pretty much always been thrown at me, so I don't need
God,
to go buy it.
Fuck you.
For the record, this shiny, sexy young man right here. He is the younger cousin of my baby mama. So he has to hear all of my sex stories, and it's fucking
wait,
awesome.
Wait, was this the guy that was there when we were... You had a cousin.
Yes, right? I was.
You were.
Was me.
Yeah, nice. Nice to meet you on camera. I mean, you were off camera. This guy was... He wasn't doing good. It was a bad podcast.
Yeah, he doesn't want me to go on camera when you guys are doing your thing, because... I might steal the spotlight. So.
Yeah,
I mean,
true.
I've seen your chest hair. I understand.
Yeah, I know. I'm like the 2020s version of Austin Powers, bitch.
Someone paid you $10 million. You doing Shrek? The answer is yes. That was a dumb question.
If someone gave me $10 million, I'd do just about anything.
Yeah. You'd suck Cole's dick. We understand.
Shit, I'd do that for $3.
Dollars?
No, 3 million. You ain't that good looking.
Yeah, our topic is alcohol and some dope stories. Dope stories about alcohol. When I say dope, I mean awesome or fucking crazy or wild.
Yeah, we're not talking about pot. Get your head out of the gutter.
Right. So, give us your craziest, wildest alcohol story.
I'm going to... be broad with it. I fell down a mountain once.
Yes. Like Mount Olympus? Like you just rolled?
No. Like I went to West Virginia College, and it was built into a mountain. And the highest part of the college was the frats, and they like looked down on everything, and like there was roads like winding in between, but like that was the highest part of the mountain. And I accidentally lived in a frat. Like, I wasn't supposed to be there. But as overflow housing, I ended up in a frat.
You do give me Jonah Hill vibes from college.
Yeah.
Or Accepted. No. That's the name of the movie.
I am 100% Jonah Hill as a human.
Ask me about my wiener!
But I had one friend look at me one night and go, I'm gonna test your friendship.
Oh no.
Like, he legit, like, was putting on a shirt and just, like, out of nowhere goes, I'm gonna test your friendship tonight. And I was like, cool. Like, I'm a good dude. Like, I don't think I'm a bad friend. Let's do this. Fast forward through the night, I was talking to probably two of the hottest girls I've ever talked to. And they both were like, hey, what's up with your friend? And laughed. And my friend was, like, walking on a deck at the top of the fraternity mountain. Like, he was walking on the deck, and, like, they're like, hey, what's going on with your friend? I was like, oh, he's just drunk. And they laughed. And my friend went, huh? Like, got so offended that they laughed, he fell down the mountain. Like, he literally was, like, on a patio and just walked down the fucking mountain. And I looked at the two girls I was talking to. I was like, I'm so sorry. But
this yeah, man, those mountains really sneak up on you.
Right.
I was like,
they
I was
come
like,
out of nowhere, right?
I was like, he was testing my friendship tonight, and I feel like this is the test. So I walked off the cliff. I followed someone off a mountain.
Okay, well, hold on. You said this is an alcohol story, so what were you drinking?
Fucking college beer.
Natural Light, got it.
He was drinking a Natty Daddy, let's put it that way.
Natty Daddy's right here.
Natty Daddies are about 10 years in my future and a lot more sadness.
Are you using a fucking beer koozie on a Natty Daddy?
No, I would never.
No, that's the whiskey glass that you see blocking it.
That's a whiskey glass. Then I have my normal can.
Oh, okay. I thought there was a beer koozie on that. I was like, that's fucking sacrilege.
I would never be that fit. That no. That wouldn't happen.
I would. I use a beer koozie on shit. Especially your beers. Because your beers get fucking warm and they get gross.
Hold on.
You just don't like IPA.
Beers?
He brings craft beer in my house constantly. They get gross after they get warm. I'm like...
Then drink them before they get warm, dumbass.
No, it takes me like 10, 15 minutes to drink a beer. And by the time they're warm, I'm like, this is disgusting. I don't want this anymore. Like, if they're okay cold. But any beer is okay cold. But any beer warm just gets worse and worse and worse.
Okay, the only beer that I've ever brought over your house that you didn't bitch about was Coors Light.
Yeah, just get better the warmer they get.
Well, continue your story.
Yeah, continue your story.
So I, after those girls, like, I went, hey, I'm sorry. My friend just fell down a mountain. And...
I'll be right back.
I followed him down the mountain. I literally, like, there was a patio, and I just walked off it. I was like, my friend needs me. I fucking trucked off
That's
it.
That's true loyalty right there, guys. Just a heads up.
Oh, yeah.
And so I fell down the mountain. Me and my friend, like, he was getting up at the bottom as I was tumbling down, and we hit knee to knee, head to head.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
We're like, we're... And he's like, why the fuck did you follow me? And I was like, I'm just hungry.
I thought this was the test.
So.
Is this a test?
No, it was a test. It 100% was a test. Then me and my friend, we walk back to his dorm building. And then there's, no shit, two girls coming out of the building as we're going in. And those two girls, one of them wanted to fuck him, and one of them wanted to fuck me. So they took their opportunity to be like, oh, let's take them up to our room.
Hell yeah.
And so, like, I looked at my friend and was like, are you sure you want to do this? So we went up to the girl's room. And I don't know why, but there was a man that looked like you sitting on a couch with a much better beard. I'm not trying to defame your beard.
I recently shaved my beard because I had to perform as Joe Exotic at a Halloween party. And I went with the full handlebar mustache, like full Hulk Hogan looking.
Wait,
type
then
of
why
shit.
Don't you have the handlebar mustache? What?
Because I shaved that shit off so I don't get my ass beat in 2020.
What? I thought you wanted to fuck kids. I don't know.
He's in the market for a house, and I heard he was looking for an island.
Oh, yeah, you can't standalone mustache a house. You can't do that.
Hey, if I'm going to have a creeper mustache, I'm at least going to go Hitler. I'm not going to go Jeffrey Epstein.
But the cool thing about that is you can also say it was Charlie Chaplin. So.
Yeah, I don't think
no
people are going to get it then.
No one would get that joke.
Nobody knows Charlie Chaplin. You got it.
Well, yeah, because everyone has ears nowadays. They don't have to watch it. They don't have to watch movies and read. They can nowadays. You don't even have to use your eyes to
watch
a movie
shows.
Anymore. You can go on your phone while half-ass listening to a movie and still get the basic concept.
Yeah, we just need to bring radio back because nobody's actually watching television anymore.
Yeah, but what's your favorite song to listen on the radio? Like, what do you guys have? Like a jam that you really get into?
I generally listen to Kevin Gates. I'm a Kevin Gates guy. Get on my level, Kevin Gates.
That's such a fucking disrespectful thing to say. Like, yeah, I listen to Get On My Level.
I do. That's my you know me, though. Listen to the name of the podcast. I came up with it, by the way. No diss on him, but that's a mean thing. I'm the cocky
hey,
fucker.
He just dissed you so hard when he said no diss on him, but I figured it out.
Well, you see, there's always the creator, and then there's always the star. So we each have our jobs, and we do them very well.
You are the star, Davis, I will say. But I do bring the fans to listen because, you know, I am a comedian. I will.
You bring the fans, and I keep them interested.
So you're not a comedian? You're not a comedian at all?
No, I'm not. See, the thing is, the difference between me and a comedian is that I'm employed full-time.
Fuck you!
Okay, first of all, you're not the only comedian that's ever made that joke.
Yeah, I pull 40 hours a week.
I legit thought you were going to say I pull bitches.
Oh, why?
No, I pulled one of those.
So
what'd you say?
Is that the end of your story? Is there more?
Oh no, there's a lot more to my story.
That's cool. Awesome.
There's a lot more. Like, me and my friend like showed up to like his dorm building, and there was these two girls that were coming out. One wanted me, one wanted him. And I was alert enough to be like, this is not where I want to be. But we ended up in a girl's room, and there was some guy that just had like this big old like powerful beard at like 20, which is very rare.
Right.
Like it's very rare to have a good beard at 20.
And that's how you know that your bitch is being stolen from you.
Yeah.
This is just sounding more and more like me. What campus was this at?
Bethany, it was probably you.
Never heard of it.
But, so, I walked into this girl's room, and a girl who looked like me as a female wanted me so hard.
We shouldn't laugh.
No, you should laugh. It's not a good look. For our viewers...
We laugh. That's all you need to know.
For viewers, let me put it in. I'm Ed O'Neill with like 150 pounds. That.
You put that in your act.
It's all right. I'm basically Danny DeVito with more hair.
That's honestly the worst joke I've ever heard because you're too attractive and tall.
Oh, thank you.
Well, if we're throwing out ideas, I'm chubby, tall Charlie Day.
Oh yeah, that's a much better one. that is a Charlie Day laugh.
From you don't know what we're talking about, do you? From Horrible Bosses, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
You've never seen.
Oh, the scrawny kid. All right, yeah.
It's always.
Yeah, the one that's like, "Fuck it, I'm in." Yeah.
Can't read and shit.
Milk toast. But so I, after falling down a mountain, me and my friend go back to his building, and these two girls interrupt us, and one wants to fuck him, and one wants to fuck me. So they take us up to their room, and there was a dude who no one fucking knew. But he was just sitting there and bearded as fuck, and I was like, "Hey man, what's up?" He goes, "I'm just hanging out."
The thing I like about these high school girls is
they keep getting older. I keep saying the same age.
So you're hanging out with Matthew McConaughey out here.
But so this girl that looked like me wanted me to come hang out in her room, and I looked at the dude on the couch. I was like, "You want to join us?" Like, I don't want this to be, like, a real thing. I don't want her to be, like, thinking I'm into her. So that dude, like, joined us because he was like, "Yeah, free beer." And we went and, like, we're drinking. And I realized at some point, like, they got a connection. Bearded guy and the girl that wants me.
Bearded lady.
Oh, yeah. Bearded guy, ugly lady. They got a connection.
Right.
So I walked out of the room, but while I was, like, looking back, I don't know what I saw, but I saw, like, the door close onto the room while they were making out, and I was like, I dodged a bullet. I could have...
That would have been me.
I could have been making out with a fat chick.
You know...
Just for the record, that dude totally thought that you were trying to rope him into a three-way.
Yeah, no, he did. And then he pulled I back. Totally survived it.
What would happen if he was down with it?
No, he was down with it. That's the thing. It's like he said, that dude was down with it, but I was not. I was like, hey, what can I do to avoid this situation?
I mean...
That dude was just trying to fill holes, man.
I mean, you get a powerful beard, you just happen to be fucking showing your dick. Like, you are coming from a power position.
Hey, what I always say is, it doesn't matter what you're doing, As long as you don't make eye contact, it's just business.
As long as your balls don't touch, it ain't gay.
I mean, even if they do touch, like, sometimes you're trying to adjust, you know, and you gotta move around.
How many balls have you touched, sir?
How many balls have you touched, Davis?
I got
ball
two.
Ball to ball.
You've only touched your own balls?
I've only touched my own balls. I don't...
What a sad existence.
What amount of people have your individual balls touched?
I mean, a few, but, like, that's not really what we're talking about. You were more talking about you clapping balls with another dude and this fat chick.
You can't talk about that. His girlfriend's right there.
He's not good. She just walked away. I saw her.
Hey, I don't mean to bother you, but if you're looking for some nice sunglasses or a decent watch, go to Zavanci.com. That's Zavanci. And use the promo code #Cole25. That's #COLE25. And you'll get 25% off of any of your purchase. Thank you. What up, everybody? This next segment is going to be used as a platform to support small-time musical artists. The guys that we have up this week are a metal band from our hometown of Cleveland, and you can find them on Spotify, iTunes, and SoundCloud. Without further ado, here is Imani by Thoth.
Thank you.
know what? Really, we should just realize it'd be a lot easier to talk to me.
Don't talk to me!
That was Imani by Thoth. If you liked what you heard, check them out on Spotify, iTunes, and SoundCloud, and maybe even subscribe to their YouTube page. Thank you. Now back to the show. Davis, give us your crazy alcohol story.
Okay, I got a good one.
This dude used to throw up out of my second story house window.
Hey, you can't blame me for that. Those were the bad Four Loko days.
Oh yeah, those were some crazy times.
Dude, I've actually turned the Four Lokos into a bit on my act.
Really?
Yeah, because I talk about like being a wrestler and like being bad at eating.
But the only thing that I think of when I think of Four Lokos is just like an amped up wrestler that just cracked open a Four Loko and then slammed a 5-hour energy in there and then just like, let's fucking do this. Like,
yeah, you have imagined the worst of wrestling. That's what you've done.
Oh, so WWE.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I haven't
really watched WWE in years.
You've never watched like WWE?
No, I have, just not years. The last time I was, like, really watching, I think Paige was champion, and she really made female wrestling pretty interesting. But before that, I was more like a Triple H, Shawn Michaels, D-Generation X type of guy.
So what's your version of wrestling that you like?
I don't really follow much wrestling, but if I'm going to watch two dudes beat the shit out of each other, I'm going to watch the real thing, so... I'll watch UFC occasionally, but or maybe like a boxing match that.
I love boxing. That
I thought you were gonna say if you were gonna watch two guys beating the shit out of each other, you would watch Pornhub. That's where I thought you were going.
I mean, that's one way of thinking about it, but you know, I had something totally different in my mind.
Is gonna come in,
and then the girl never comes.
Right.
And you're
well,
just
the girl's
there.
Never gonna come. No matter what porn you're watching, the girl's not actually coming. It's not.
Okay, you don't have to get too personal about your sex life.
In real life, the girl's not going to come. Their vaginas are broken from all of the vibrators that they bought. My girl used to work at Ambiance, and I have learned that with all these crazy toys that they have nowadays, their pussies are broken. You can't make women come in 2020. I'm sorry.
Okay.
No, they're not broken. They're just like an old Chevy. They just got some character, and you need to warm it up a little bit. Maybe give it a kickstart.
Those pussies have like 500,000.
Dump the battery.
Hey, he's right. Give it some character.
You just gotta like tap the gas a few times when you're cranking it over.
Spark plugs on women's vaginas nowadays.
Cool.
I mean, honestly, changing your spark plugs might be cheaper than that.
Were you done with your drunk story?
No, he didn't even start his drunk story.
I didn't even start it.
Start it. Let's hear some words.
So, when I was 16, I had a birthday party at my house, and my grandfather brought over a bottle of whiskey, and he was drinking it throughout the night. And then he forgot it.
Oh,
and
shit.
At the end of the night, when everyone was gone, I went and picked up that bottle. And so me and my friend were splitting it, and he took like 3 or 4 swigs of it, and I killed the rest of the bottle, and there was easily like a fifth in there. And I got so fucking drunk that I ended up throwing up all over my best friend at the time. We're not friends anymore.
Damn, I wonder why.
Hold on. So you threw up on someone, and you're no longer friends.
Yeah.
Hinton.
Shocker.
Well, he was sleeping right next to the window on the couch, and I was trying to get the window open, but it was locked.
This you deserve to get thrown up on.
This is about to be the worst defense in history.
Yeah. My defense looked way better.
Well, I couldn't get the window open, and then I turned around, and then just as I turned around,
hold on, came the fuck out. You saying I couldn't get the window open 5 seconds after you just successfully closed a window absentmindedly is ridiculous.
Yeah, you just slammed that window shut mid-story, too.
Keep in mind, I had, like, never drank whiskey before, and I killed a fifth of it. And so I was feeling pretty fucking good. But the moral of the story is I woke up 2 days later downstairs in my basement on my mom's massage table with no recollection of the last 48 hours.
Naked ass up.
Well, you had nothing. There was
nothing.
Zero.
The last thing that I remembered was partying at my birthday party a day and a half before. Like, in the middle of the party. That was the last thing I remembered. I didn't even remember going to sleep that night.
This is, like, right after I met you, too.
What'd you say?
I think this is, like, right after I met you. Because I remember you...
So you met a train wreck and said, yeah, this is where I need to hitch.
The whole family's a bunch of train wrecks. No offense, but that's how y'all are. That's why I like being a part of y'all's family, because it's so much fun to watch.
He's literally making fun of you so hard right now.
I really am.
It's all right. I give him too much shit anyway.
Yeah, he gives me a lot of shit.
But to be honest, I don't really have to give him a lot of shit. He's a comedian.
Yeah.
He gets enough of it from his coworkers.
No.
Can't hurt my feelings.
No, hold on. His coworkers do not hurt his feelings. It's everyone he talks to. Those are the ones hurting his feelings.
No, nobody hurt my feelings. I'm not
Cole doesn't have feelings. Cole doesn't have feelings. He's a heartless bastard.
Oh, he's a sociopath.
Yeah, you got it.
Got it.
A little bit of a narcissist in there.
Do you really think that, like, a sociopath and narcissist are two different things?
Maybe, but I'm pretty upfront about my narcissism.
I mean, I don't really know all the differences between all those, like, sociopath and all those descriptive words for crazy people. I just like to funnel it all down into one word and just call it asshole. So I just called myself an asshole.
Yep. That will be the part of the body that I am.
So you're a very tight sphincter. Got it.
Man, I'd at least want to be the front.
The dick?
Like, yeah, I mean, like, if you could choose to be a part of a body, I think the asshole would be the last decision.
Hey. You don't know my life.
Nah, because I just spew a bunch of shit, so.
I think it's more if he just comes to terms with it.
My craziest story, of all story, Davis was there for this. We're going to bring up the asshole story. We're
going to
do it.
Oh, I was going to say, is this the ashtray bandit?
Yeah. I don't personally think it's my craziest story, but it's definitely a story that keeps getting brought up after it's been, like, it's older than my child, so it's definitely got some clout to it by this point. And we're gonna display it on the internet. So this, I don't even really remember a lot of what happened. I remember an ashtray, broke, and then somebody set it on fire.
It got set on fire, and then you got mad because everyone kept bringing up the fact that you set the bitch on fire.
And everyone said it was me, and I, for whatever reason, to this day, I do not think it was me. I don't know why.
Hold up. He said, for whatever reason, I don't think it was me.
I don't know why I don't believe it was me. Dude, I was fucking half in the back. But I believed, and I still do to this day, that I did not set it on fire. And people kept telling me that it was me, and then I kept telling them, fuck off, no it wasn't. And it was just getting on my nerves. And bless your friends' hearts, Because this is the first time that they ever had ever met me. And then my best friend, who just got married, who I was down south with recently, he was up in town in Cleveland for this. And I guess this was like my baby shower, I guess. I don't know. This is white.
No, that couldn't have been your baby shower.
It was a white trash baby shower.
Were you having a baby?
We partied all the time. Like, I don't know. Like, it was just, we were fucking party animals. And, because my girl was pregnant, so she wasn't a part of all this. She was, like, in bed when all this was going down. And, yeah, somehow, this was outside in the backyard. And then it was sunny outside when all this went down. And then, at some point, I finally told everybody, shut up about the ashtray. I don't hear it again. And we were in the basement, and it was dark. It was, like, well past midnight at this point. And then somebody said, you set the ashtray on fire. And I just took my last chug of beer and then threw it across the basement. And it broke and went everywhere. Davis's friends left immediately. I told everybody, fuck off, I'm going to fight you all. I started, like, swinging at people. I picked up what I thought was a broom to sweep the glass. Apparently it was a shovel. And apparently I was swinging it at everybody. I thought it was a broom. I thought I was sweeping. And then I went to bed. I said, fuck all you. Y'all are all fucking against me. I hate you all. And then I woke up and everyone was gone.
I just remember like just seeing glass fly. And I'm like, oh, shit. What do I do? And so I went over to your buddy and I was like, yo, has he ever been like this before? And this motherfucker's sitting over here trying to roll a blunt, and he's just like, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing right now?
No.
He's known me for that, that point 10 years, so.
That dude who said that knew what was going on.
I think he was the one that said the thing, too. I think he was the one that said,
no. I am about 1,000% sure he's the one that said, you broke the ashtray, set you off, and he's like, I'm just going to sit back and chill. I'm just going to let this plan out.
I got pissed that
is a beautiful soul. That is a beautiful soul. Like, he set the fire, and he goes, I don't want to be a part of that.
This man literally just set a forest fire and just walked the fuck away.
And he got pissed when he got burned by the fire.
And I saw, this motherfucker got burned and then walked away. He's like, oh, that's hot. Right. I'm going to stay out of it. I'm going to go roll a joint and figure out how to stay out of it.
Apparently, he's the one I swung the shovel at. And he got all pissed at me. You swung the shovel at me. Well, I thought it was a broom, to be fair. And I thought I was sweeping.
I thought it was a broom, to be fair. What kind of offense is that?
I thought it was a broom, but it was actually a snow shovel.
And I didn't know I was swinging anymore. I thought I was sweeping. That's how drunk I was. I was gone.
What are you dosing yourself with?
Me?
Yeah, what are you dosing yourself with? That was a heavy pour.
Oh, I mean, it's not really a very heavy pour, but...
Oh, okay. It looked heavy.
Are you going to be able to make it to my house?
As long as it ain't too late.
Yeah, well, we're probably going to wrap this up. We got about 8 more minutes to fill in. So, as a matter of fact, that's the end of my story. That's the end of everybody's story. So, let's start plugging shit. Go ahead, plug yourself, Blake.
I'm not good at anything.
Okay, so right off the bat, I just did a podcast with him. It's 2 Sides of One Coin, Fireside Chats, as well as the
Aggressively Average Podcast.
It's one podcast broken up into 2 parts. And then, you can find those on Spotify, iHeartRadio, anywhere you listen to podcasts. I'm sure he'll be at Barnacy in Akron. He generally does a lot of Akron shows. He hosts Plav Post 32. I don't know the address.
Good for him for getting that right. It's 383 Dayton Street, if you're interested.
Yeah, if you're a comedian, check it out. It's an open mic. It's on Mondays. Do that. If you are just wanting to check out some comedy and you're in the area, look up that address. Go there. It's fucking dope. I've been there I know a lot of my comedian friends have checked it out. It's fucking awesome. I've just plugged you. I'm gonna plug myself.
I can plug him way harder. He has a gigantic dick.
Yeah, I have a giant dick. I'm like, you really can't plug that because, like, it's pretty much retired.
Known?
It's known information, but it's retired. Like, I can't, it's not like I can go and just, like, advertise, hey, my dick's big and I gotta go and swing around.
Okay, first of all, you need to realize that is something you can advertise.
I can't use it.
But see, it's gonna be an Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson situation. Just like how she told everyone, like, oh, he's got a great dick. And now, the look on those women's faces when they are so disappointed has probably got him priceless.
Disappointed,
do you know
how many
women gave Pete Davidson's dick a chance?
Yeah, right. I don't care if women are disappointed. That's their problem. I'm done. Yeah,
I mean, you've already disappointed enough women, so what's one more?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't care if every single woman in the world is disappointed by the end of my life. He still counts.
That was the worst wrap-up to a joke I've ever heard, but continue.
Well, it also doesn't help that I can hear Blake fine, but Cole talking, I can't really hear that well.
Oh, is his lapel mic a piece of shit?
No, I think it's his high voice. It makes the mic crackle.
You have no idea how my voice works.
I'm holding up the double bird on that one. Hey, the smaller the voice, the bigger the cock, by the way. That's, I've been coining that. Eventually, I'm going to put it on a t-shirt.
Yeah, just because it's in your set doesn't make it true.
Just make sure.
Yes, but it is bankable.
Larger the voice, bigger the cock. You got to make sure that's, like, near the cock.
I want a picture of just, like, a chicken. And it's giant, and it's standing next to a person. And
That's a good picture. That's a good one.
The smaller the voice, the bigger the cock. It's a giant chicken standing next to a human being.
I have owned you. I don't know if you know that.
You are so drunk by the end of this.
But I do
probably a good thing you're already home there, bud.
Right.
But appreciate you guys coming out.
For sure.
Alright.
Appreciate you coming on here.
I know this is going to be the best podcast you guys have ever.
Yeah, you're our first guest. Right. So,
am I your first?
Mm-hmm,
I'll be the one. Hey!
The Great White Buffalo.
God damn it. I've never masturbated more to a Great White Buffalo.
Hot Tub Time Machine. That's the new segment we're gonna have to add. Is like fucking movie of the week or something.
The Hot Tub Time Machine. That's such a good.
That's like the comedy. Like that's the best comedy of all time.
Dude, him saying like I'm so good at getting ahead. Like that's such a good fucking line.
Well, one of my favorite lines from that movie is when they're trying to get back to their time, and the one dude is hung up with the chick, and he was like, get her fax number, and let's get the fuck out of here.
It's such a good line. It's so stupid, but it's so smart.
It really is, though.
My favorite is when Lou grabs the younger guy's dick, and he's like, oh, I'm just trying to help you. I'm just trying to help you get started. Do friends do that? Nobody does that!
Nobody does that. Why would you do that?
But that's been our time. We're closing in on an hour here. Thank you, Blake. I came all the way out here to your house, to your podcast, and you allowed me to.
Hey, hashtag Bull's a racist.
I am not a racist. I just sound that way because I have a thick accent. And I appreciate it if you stop calling me one because of my thick accent. People are going to believe you. Oh. Why are you still here? The next episode is not for another 2 weeks. Go the fuck away. Bye.